You're listening to SBS News.
The legend of Aboriginal warrior Pemulwuy has been passed down through Darug generations. He united 100 warriors from different tribes and marched into the fledgling colony of Parramatta, west of Botany Bay. He led the men to the soldiers' barracks and declared the British settlers needed to stop hunting First Nations people like animals. It's a story of bravery and of a formidable leader, but it's a story not known to all Australians. Pemulwuy's battles are part of the frontier wars that are not formally commemorated in Australia.
I think truth's important. Our people did try to resist someone coming and taking their country and the destruction that's involved with that.
Darug educator Chris Tobin says the stories of the frontier wars need to be told as they're the foundation on which this nation was built.
If people then want to think a little bit further ahead, they might start to put the dots together that, you know, we're still an occupied people. Now, not every Aboriginal person sees it this way, right? But a lot of us do.
Frontier researcher and Wiradjuri woman Mina Murray says too often frontier battles are taught as massacres. And while there were many massacres, there was also fierce fighting on both sides.
There was consistent and sustained resistance across the entire continent. If you lose that when you start to look at all battles as massacres, you lose the agency, you lose that story of resistance, you lose the strength. You lose their stories.
Part of changing the public narrative is commemoration. In a historic first, the frontier wars were acknowledged alongside other conflicts at this year's Anzac Day March in Hobart. Community members paid homage to the at least 800 people who fought and died in Tasmania's Black War. It's a recognition the chief executive of the Tasmanian Returned and Services League, John Hardy, says will be repeated on Remembrance Day.
November the 11th is a service that recognises all conflicts. It seems a perfect opportunity to include the Aboriginal community of Tasmania into that. And I think it's only right that we do that. We've got to remember our past, but we've got to remember all of our pasts if we want reconciliation.
The Australian War Memorial in Canberra is also moving to acknowledge frontier conflicts. Part of the expansion currently under construction will include a colonial gallery. The director, Matt Anderson, telling SBS News he will be forming design teams for a pre-1914 gallery in 2025. This is movement Mina Murray says is in the right direction for recognition and truth-telling.
This country has a lot of wounds that exist in the relationship between Indigenous and not Indigenous people. And I think if you want to talk about starting to heal, you need to understand what caused the wounds in the first place.
SBS will premiere a three-part documentary series exploring Australia's frontier wars beginning Wednesday, the 21st of September. Lucy Murray, SBS News.